Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
So, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Shabbos Daf Lamed Zayin. We're 11 lines from the top. Says the Gemara, Toshma, come on here, Eraya. We'll move a discussion regarding the halacha of Shehiya. Can one have a pot remaining on the stove throughout Shabbos? So he places it on Erev Shabbos, but leaves it there on the stove throughout Shabbos with coals that are exposed, not shoveled nor covered. According to Hananya, that is allowed if the food in this pot was already cooked a third. At that point, it's considered to be edible. It's considered to be a din mevushel, has a status of cooked, and there is no concern of shamei chata b'gecholim, that the person will go ahead and stir the coals to enhance the cooking process, because it's already considered cooked. So that is Shitas Hananya. The Gemara had a shayla, a boilu, whether our Mishnah concurs, follows the Shita as well. Our Mishnah gives us various guidelines and restrictions regarding the Kira, regarding the stove. We need to shovel or cover those coals in order to allow one to have food on the stove. The Gemara wanted to know whether this restriction, this discussion in the Mishnah, refers to Shehiya. If one merely wants to allow food to remain on his stove, he's not actually placing it on the stove, he's just having it sit there from Erev Shabbos. Do these restrictions pertain to that as well? And indeed, our Mishnah does not concur with Hananya, because it requires one to shovel or cover the coals. Unlike Hananya, who says, there's no concern of Shamei Chata when the food is already a third cooked. So our Mishnah, according to this version, is not following Hananya. On the other hand, perhaps our Mishnah is not discussing Shehiya. Our Mishnah is discussing Chazara, which is an entirely different topic. Restoring, bringing back an item, placing a pot back on the stove on Shabbos. In that regard, one needs to be careful and shovel or cover those coals so he doesn't come to do a malach on Shabbos, he doesn't come to stir them, because actually placing returning the pot onto the stove on Shabbos after he removed it, that's an act of ma'isa, that's actively involving in the cooking process. Rashi says it's michsik mevashel. Others say perhaps the food has already cooled down, and when he goes and puts it back on the oven, he might go and reheat it. So chazor is more severe than shehiya, and therefore the restrictions apply there. But we may infer from here that merely shehiya, having the item sit on the stove, that's allowed even without resorting to shoveling or covering those coals. So Gemara is not sure whether the Mishnah concurs with Hananya or disagrees with Hananya. Tashma, come in here, Araya. The Omar of Chelboy, Omar of Chama Bar Gubi, Omar Rav. So he tells us the name of Rav as follows. This is how we must interpret our Mishnah. Loishanu, the halacha in our Mishnah is only said the allowance only applies to Ela al Gaba if he has the pot on top of the stove. Aval Soicha, but to have the pot placed inside the Kira, it's usher, there's no allowance for that. Let's analyze the Mishnah in light of this interpretation. How was Rav understanding our Mishnah? It's all well and fine if our Mishnah is discussing Chazorah. And with regard to Chazorah, returning the pot, putting the pot back on the stove, the Mishnah tells us, shoveling or covering is required. However, Shehiya, merely allowing the pot to remain on the stove from Erev Shabbos throughout the Shabbos, no grief or ktima is required. No shoveling or covering is required. And the coals are be'en. They're present. So, Rav is telling us that Shehiya, unexposed coals, that's restrictive. We must be careful only on top, but not inside the Kira itself. Now we understand the difference between having the Shehiya on top of the stove where the coals aren't really there versus putting it into the Kira itself, which is right on top of the coals, or Rashi says it's called Matman Mamish Beremetz, so he's placing it on the coals itself. In that case, the Shehiya is prohibited because it's right near the coals and there's a genuine concern of Shamei Chata. So once again, it works well if the Mishnah is discussing Chazor. The Mishnah tells us Chazor requires shoveling or covering. But we infer from this Mishnah, the Mishnah implies to us that for Shehiya, Garf and Katam are not requirements. The coals can be there, they can be exposed. If so, Rav tells us, one second, Shehi on top is allowed, because that's at a distance from the coals. But inside the actual kira, which is right on top of the coals, in that case, even Shehiya is not allowed, since the coals are there. There's a concern of Shamei Chata. Eloi Amris, Lishay Stinan, however, if you maintain that our Mishnah's restrictions apply to Shehiya as well, that even to merely have food sit on the stove, even Shehiya requires Gorifikatam, shoveling or covering those coals, if that's the case, then the coals are not there. What difference does it make if he places the, if he has the Shehiya on top or inside the Kira, the coals are gone? So how can you understand Rav's prohibition? Rav doesn't allow him to place the pot inside the Kira, but if Shehiya requires removal or covering of those coals, what difference does it make if he's placing the pot on top or inside? The coals are accounted for. They're addressed. There's no concern anymore, Shamei Chata. If so, perhaps we can imply from the Halacha of Rav that our Mishnah is discussing Chazara, but Shehiya can be done even on a Kira which is not Gorif, not Katam, even with exposed coals, in accordance with Shitas Hanani. Says the Gemara, no. Misavas or Chelbi Ereshikai, you've interpreted Chelbi's din in reference to the first part of the Mishnah, and therefore you made this whole calculation. No, actually, he's discussing the Seifa, Aseifa Kai, he's referring to the latter part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah concludes with Shitas Besilo that allow even Chazor or Besilo, even Af Machzir, even Chazor, even returning the pot on the Kira is allowed, provided there was a grief of Ektima, provided the coals were shoveled or covered. On that, Rav Chelba comes and says, V'omer Chelba Rav Chomer Agubim Rav, Lo'ishonu, Chazorah is only allowed El Al Gava, because that's outside the Kira, it's not inside the compartment that has that intense heat. Avo Teicha also, but inside is also, even if the coals will cover the shovel, because there's still that intense heat inside, there's some concern of Shemi Yechata. The Farshim point out, even if you interpret the word grufa, shoveling, meaning that the coals are entirely removed, but we were concerned that there's some sort of spark remaining, and from that he can ignite another fire, and he will go ahead and do the melacha of Havara. So, in conclusion, there's no ra'ay from our Mishnah. Perhaps, indeed, our Mishnah is discussing Shehiya, and those restrictions of grief of victim apply to Shehiya. Not like the Shehiya's Hanani, unlike the opinion of Hanani, even Shehiya requires shoveling and covering. The Mishnah, however, concludes with the halacha of Chazara. That's agreed upon all. The Mishnah clearly says that there's a machlokes b'sham yisil regarding chazor. B'sham say chazor is not allowed, but still chazor is allowed. On that comes Rav Chelvi in the name of Rav to tell us that chazor is only allowed if the pot is being returned to the top, to the al-gaba of the kira, but not inside the kira. Continues the Gemara, okay, let's find another raya, how to interpret our Mishnah. Toshma, come listen to the following brisa. Base kira is hamatimus. If you have a twin kira, we have one kira attached to the other. Achas grufa ktuma, one was gara for katum, shoveled or covered. Va'achas, the other kira, was not addressed. She'ena grufa v'ena ktuma, the coals were not shoveled or covered. The halacha is mashin al gabi grufa ktuma. One can do shehiya on the kira which was properly addressed, with the coals were covered or shoveled. Ve'in mashin shahiya, however, is not allowed al she'ena grufa v'ena ktuma. Okay, now that's the introduction. Shehiya is allowed on a kira which was grufa ktuma. Umahin mashin, what type of food may he leave on the kira? Beshamay, I mean v'loy klom, nothing. Beshamay does not hold of this entire concept. One may not even do shehiya on a kira, even if it was gara fakat. So this is a very stringent presentation of Bishamay Vesiloimim, Chavin Avalay Tafshil. Shehiya is allowed, but is restricted only to Chavin and not to Tafshil. Chavin, as we learned yesterday, requires less effort to get it cooked. So Shehiya is allowed by Chavin, but not Tafshil. So Bishamay say nothing, Vesil say Chavin we allow. What about Chazorah? Once he takes the pot off the Kira, can he return it? Can he replace? Okar, once he removes the pot, Chazor is never allowed. Divrei Rav Meir. So Meir presents a very stringent presentation of the Shitas B'Shamah B'Silo. Once again, a Kira, which was Garaf HaKotim, the coals were addressed, they were shoveled or covered. Is Shehiyah allowed? According to B'Shamah, no. According to B'Silo, yes. And is only specific to hot water. Chazara, meaning once he took the pot off, he may never return it. All agree, Chazara is not allowed. Rabbi Meir Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I'm going to present B'Shamah B'Silo's Machlokes differently. So once again, we're speaking about Akira, which is Garaf HaKotam, says Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shamah Oymer, Chamin Avaloi Tavshel, yes, Shehiyah is allowed on this Kira, however, it's limited to hot water. Food is not allowed. B'Silo Oymer, Chamin V'Tavshel, both are allowed, Shehiyah is allowed for both. This is only regarding Shehiyah, but Chazor is never allowed, even if it's Garaf HaKot. Even Chazor is allowed. Okay, so the Braisa presents two opinions, two approaches to the discussion between Mishama and Basilo. We have Rameh's approach, we have Ravuda's approach. Let's get back to our Mishnah. Once again, we're uncertain as to the intentions of our Mishnah, which gives us restrictions of shoveling or covering. Is it Shehiyah that we're discussing or Chazor? It's all well and perfect if our Mishnah is discussing Shehiyah. And for Shehiyah, one needs to do grief of victim, shoveling or covering. If so, it's going to be in line with Rabbi Yehuda. It's going to work well with Rabbi Yehuda Shita mentioning this price. He too says the same thing, that Akira, which was Gara for Katam Shehiyah, is allowed under those circumstances. And we have two differences of opinion. B'Shamah say only for Chamin, B'Silo say Chamin V'Tavshel is allowed. Regarding Chazor, B'Shamah say nothing doing, B'Silo say Chazor is allowed. That's exactly how those Shitas were presented in our Mishnah. So indeed, our Mishnah is fully in line with Rabbi Yehuda. Elei Amras L'Hashitnan. But if you maintain that our Mishnah's restrictions are pertaining to Chazor specifically, however Shehiyah, that's allowed even on exposed coals. If that's the case, Masnisin Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? Whose opinion is our Mishnah following? Loi Rab Meir, Loi Rab Yehuda, but Loi Rab Meir. It's not following Rab Yehuda's presentation, nor Rab Meir's presentation, as recorded in this Braisa. And it's difficult to say that our Mishnah is following a third approach, a third presentation of the Machlekes B'Shamah B'Silo. It's more likely that the Mishnah is meant to concur with one of these two presentations. Explains the matter, why can it be in line with any of them? Because Rav Meir, if our Mishnah is following the presentation of Rav Meir, the view of Rav Meir with regard to B'Shamah B'Silo, we will find many discrepancies, many inconsistencies. Kashi le-B'Shamah B'Chada. We will have one inconsistency regarding B'Shamah. Why? Because our Mishnah tells us that Shehiyah is allowed, even according to B'Shamah. Even according to B'Shamah, one may place at least hot water to be mashe to do Shehiyah on Chamin. And in this Braisa, Ramey tells us, no, according to B'Shamah, Shehiyah is never allowed. So we have one kasha with regard to B'Shamah. We'll be Silah B'Tarti. We have two with regard to B'Silah. Why? Because our Mishnah is implying to us that Shehiyah is allowed even on exposed coals. There's no need for grief of Ktima. Ramey tells us, no. The only time Shehiyah is allowed is provided the Kira was Garaf HaKotam. There is one inconsistency. Number two, our Mishnah tells us that according to Rav Meir, Shehiyah is allowed by either Chamin or Tavshel. Rav Meir maintains that according to B'Silo, the allowance for Shehiyah is only by Chamin and not Tavshel. So in total, we have three inconsistencies. Apparently, our Mishnah is not following the presentation of Rav Meir. On the other hand, alternatively, Rav Yehuda. So you propose and say that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda's presentation of those Shitas. Kashi Gruf Ektuma. We have one difficulty. Our Mishnah tells us that Shehiyah is allowed even when there's no Gruf Ektuma. Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that Shehiyah is only allowed when there's Garaf HaKotam. So we have one inconsistency. Says Zemar Lo'olam, truthfully speaking, Eimalach La'achsir Tanan. We want to maintain that our Mishnah is discussing Chazara. and therefore there are restrictions of covering, shoveling the coals. Shehiya carries no restrictions, once again, provided the food was at least a third cooked, and this is in line with Hanan Yashita. If so, who is the author of our Mishnah? Meaning, which view is the Tana of our Mishnah following? Says the Gemara, Tana Didan, our Tana, Savla Karida Bechada. He follows the view of Rav Yehuda on one account, meaning in the way he presents the different views of Bisham Yisilo, that according to Bisham Echamin is allowed, but not Tafshil. According to Yisilo, both are allowed. According to Bisham Echazor is not allowed. According to Yisilo, Chazor is allowed. So in that regard, in his presentation, in his structure, our Tana concurs with Rav Yehuda. There's one difference between them. Upolagali Bechada, there's one Machlekes, and that's regard to Garaf HaKotam. Explains it more. He concurs with Rav Yehuda with regard to one angle. Bechamer v'tavshel v'noitel machzir regarding those details. Upolgle bechada. There's one difference of opinion between them. Dilu tana didan. Our tana maintains savari holishes that shia is allowed v'af al pishen agar v'katim even without grief of k'timu. Rav Yehuda savar. But lishis nami, even with regard to shia, there's that requirement agar v'katim in. Ein iloi loy, but if not, then shehiyah is not allowed. So with regard to the general structure, they both fall in line. Our Tana with Rabbi Yehuda. With regard to this specific halacha, is garf v'katav a requirement for shehiyah? That is a point of dispute between them. According to our Tana, there's no requirement. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a requirement. So let's take a summary here regarding the present moment in the Gemara. At this point, the Gemara maintains there are three approaches to the Machlekes Bisham Bisilo. We begin with Rameir's approach. And as recorded in the Braisa, Rameir and Rabbi are discussing a kira which is Gara Fakatim, shoveled or covered. So according to Rameir, Shehiya, Bishamai don't allow. Bisil say, Chamin is allowed. Chazar is never allowed, whether according to Bishamai or according to Bisil. Rav Yehuda says as follows, that Shehiya, Beishamai allow, by Chamin, but not Tafshil. Beisil say, the heter of Shehiya pertains to both Chamin and Tafshil. What about regarding Chazor? Beishamai say, no way. According to Beisil, yes, Chazor is allowed. The Gemara concluded at this point, that perhaps our Mishnah concurs somewhat with Rav Yehuda, with regard to the general presentation of the Machlekes between Shammai and Beisil. According to Beis Shammai, Shehiya is allowed by Chamin, but not Tafshil. According to Beis Silo, by Tafshil as well. What about Chazor? Beis Shammai, Asur Chazor, they don't allow it. According to Beis Silo, Chazor is allowed. There's one difference between our Tana and Rav Yehuda. According to our Tana, Shehiya doesn't require Garaf HaKotam, because Shehiya carries no concern of, entails no chashash of Shammai Yechata. It is only with regard to Chazorah that there's a din of Garaf HaKotam. So indeed, at this point in the Gemara, we would like to interpret our Mishnah in accordance with Shittas Hananya, that Shehiya does not require Garaf HaKotam, again, provided it was a third cooked. Continues the Gemara, Iboilu, so they ask the following question, Ma'u lismachva? What if a person decides to place his pot on the ground, on the floor, next to the Kira? So he's placing his pot on the outside of the Kira. Does that also carry those same restrictions as placing the pot inside or on top of the kira? Since here it's a bit different, that the heat coming from the kira is has to travel whether over the lip of the kira, whether through the walls of the kira, it's an indirect heat. So perhaps that's different. Says Gemara Boilu, they asked, Ma'u lismachba? What about smicha? Toicha begaba asr? Placing a pot inside the kira or on top of it is asr, it carries those restrictions. But to merely place an item next to the cure, perhaps that's different. Perhaps there's no difference. Toshma, come and listen to this right. The Brisa told us, this was the Brisa mentioned earlier, Shtei Kira Samatima, so he has this double Kira, one attached to the other. Achas Gruv Vektuma, one had its coals shoveled or covered. Va'achas, the other one, did not have so. Shein Gruv Vektuma. The Brisa told us, Mashin Al Gabi Gruv Vektuma. So one may have a pot sitting on top of the kira, which is garf v'katim. Says the Gemara, this is like smicha, because it is next to the other kira, which has exposed coals. Apparently that's not a problem, since it's not sitting directly on that kira, it's merely smicha. Apparently smicha is different. Says the Gemara, ba'afagav de kosolakli, even though the kosolakli havlad is hevel, this heat emanating from me'idach from the other kira, we see smicha is not a problem. Says the Gemara, perhaps that's different. Why? Dil mashani hasim, that's different. The kiva de medlai, since the pot is elevated, it's sitting up high, shaled by avira, so the air is shaled by affects it, and the heat coming from the other kira is not so intense. So it's different than placing the pot right next to, in close proximity to the kira, placing it on the floor next to the kira. Since it's not up high, the heat that's coming is more intense and powerful. Perhaps the same restrictions apply there as well. Tashma, come and listen to this, right? Domar of Safra, Amar Chia. So we learned as follows. The Braisa says, Katma v'nislapsa. So we know that there's a requirement to shovel or to make katum, to put the cover the coals with the afer, with the ashes. So what if one did that? V'nislapsa. And afterwards the flame reignited itself, rejuvenated, and here we have a full-fledged fire burning. Says the Braisa, once he did ketima, once the person covered it with the ashes, he was megaladas, that he has no intention of meddling with these coals. He expresses disinterest in getting involved any longer. Therefore, it is mutter, it's considered to be a katum. It's considered to have the status and din of coals that are katum. And as a result, soim chenla, one may place a pot next to this kira, or mekaimen aleh, or maintain the pot on top of it. If a night woman man, he can take it off, or machzir la, return the pot. Says Zimur, 1 second. Apparently, smicha carries this requirement of katam. The Braisa lists smicha together with everything else. Since it was katam, smicha is allowed. Shma mina, lis mechnami. Katma in, like katma lay. Apparently for smicha, katma is a requirement. So only if you did ketima, but otherwise, it's not allowed. Says Gemara, v'li tamech. But according to your version of things, let's move on. What does the Braisa say? Saim chala, umakayman aleo, v'noitil mimenu, umakzir ala. So one may remove a pot and return it. Noitl mimena, removal of a pot, also carries restrictions. Noitl mimena diktani, the Braisa which states netila, is also specific to katma in, only if he did ktima, then removal of a pot is allowed. Loi katma loi, but otherwise not. Can't be so. Removing a pot is allowed, regardless of whether he did ktima. He's not doing anything by just taking off the pot. So apparently the Mishnah, the Braisa, is listing some items, agav, only just because it falls in line with the rest of the list. Ella tana noitim shemachzirin. The Braisa expresses noitlin mishemachzirin simply to introduce the halacha of machzirin, but it's not meant to tell us this chiddush that netila requires ketima. Certainly not. So the Braisa is simply using one as an introduction for the other. Hachenami here to regard with regard to smicha, we can say smicha doesn't need the ketima. Why does the Braisa list smicha? Tana soim chen mishem mekaymen. It's merely coming to introduce the halacha of mekaymen. So therefore the Braisa says, soim chen lo, umekaymen aleh. It's part of the list, even though smicha certainly doesn't need ketima. So we have no raya. Says the Mar, I actually compare the two things. Hachi ashta. Is this really a comparison? Ha som noitlin umekhzirim mechad makamu. Noitlin and machzirim take place on the same place, the same location. He removes the pot and puts it back. So we understand why the Braisa puts them together. They rhyme. They work together. Tana noitlin shemachzir. Therefore, the Braisa introduces the halacha of chazara by beginning and saying noitlin. So he takes it off, and he could have put it back. You only put it back if you first take it off. So the Braisa is just putting them together in a sequence. Elohacha, but with regard to smicha, why does the Braisa discuss smicha at all? It's unrelated to Mekayim and Aleh. They're taking place in two different locations. Smicha is outside the kira on the floor. Mekayim and Aleh is on top of the kira. Why would the Braisa list smicha because it wants to tell us Mekayim? There's no shaykhes. There's no relation between two things. Smicha takes place in one location. Who? Mekayim and b'chad makom and kiyum. Mekayim and Aleh is on top of the kira. It's in a different location. Why would the Braisa list smicha simply because it's trying to introduce us the halacha of mekaymen? There's no relation between two things. So apparently, when the Braisa tells us that a kira which was katum, where the coals were covered with ashes, In that case, smicha is allowed. The Brisa is being very explicit and specific that smicha requires that as well. It says the Gemara, my havela. Indeed, what was the conclusion? What is the halacha lemaisa regarding smicha? Apparently, the Gemara wasn't really satisfied with this inference from this Brisa. We want to have something more conclusive. Toshma, come and hear the following Brisa. Kiro shisi kua begafas veitzim. So a kira which was fueled using the more prominent fuels of gefes, pulp, etzim, wood, which generate coals. The Brisa says, soimchen la, one may indeed place an item next to this kira, ve'in mekaymin aleh. However, to have something remain on top, that is not allowed. Elim kein grufa viktum, unless he's shoveled or covered. So it's very clear that smicha is molinient and does not require Garafakatam. So this indeed is a raya to our question. The Baisa continues, Gecholim she'amamu. So we have coals that are dimming, he sees they're already dimming, they're already dimmed and they don't have potential to produce much more significant heat, and he's not going to go and be mechata these Gecholim. Oy she'nasan alein or she'al pishtan daka, or he placed on top of those, on top of healthy Gecholim, he placed on them thin chaff of flax, hari kikutuma. In both cases, the halacha is that the coals are kikutuma; they have a din as if they're covered with ashes, and one may indeed refer to them as a katam with regard to the halachas of chazara and shehiya. So, in summary, at this point in the Gemara, it is mutter when he simply is trying to be soimach. Place the pot next to the kira, on the floor next to it. The heat is diminished, it's indirect. The Braisa tells us that gecholim that are dimmed are okay. And we learned that if he went ahead and he covered those coals and they reignited themselves, they have the status of katam, and he need not be concerned with regard to those gecholim. They have a din of katam. Continues the Gemara. So, we had a question once again with regard to Shehiya. If he has food which is a third cooked, Kamacha Vendrasoi, we had a Shaila whether Shehiya is allowed. Hanani maintains Shehiya is allowed even if the coals are exposed. So, we had that Shaila whether our Mishnah concurs with Hanani or disagrees with Hanani. So, the Gemara from here and through Amud Beis will give us various opinions with regard to this halacha. Some hold Shehiya is allowed, some hold it's not allowed. And according to Shita, that Shehiya in this case is not allowed. One needs to address those coals, shovel them or cover them. When is Shehiya allowed? So the general consensus here is that if the food is fully cooked, then in fact Shehiya is allowed, because in that case there's no concern of Shamei Yechata. Now what about if the food is fully cooked, it's a bushel called tzarkai, but it's still cooking further, it's getting overcooked, it's condensing, it's shriveling, and it's sometimes that actually improves on the quality of the taste, the flavor of the food. That's called mitstamik biyafalai. Mitstamik means it's condensing, it's shriveling, it's overcooking. But that benefits the quality of the food. So is that considered to be an integral part of the cooking process? And even at that point, at that moment, during that stage of mitznamek, perhaps there's still concern of Shamei Yechata, or perhaps not. Mitznamek is not an integral part of the cooking process with regard to the concern of Shamei Yechata, and there's no concern there. So the Gemara from here, through Amud Beis, will have a discussion, bring various shittos regarding this topic. Continues the Gemara. Omer Yitzchak bar Achmeini, Omer Beishe, Katma Behuvara. So if he did katima, he covered those coals, but they got reignited again. In that case, mashin aleo, shehi is allowed. With regard to chamin, shuchma kol tzarchan, fully cooked hot water. V'tavshel shabishel kol tzarkoi, fully cooked food. Says the Gemara, fully cooked food is allowed. What about the mitstamik stage? It's improving on itself. It's mitstamik, it's overcooking. That's benefiting the food. Apparently, this shita of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Achmeini maintains that shehiya is not allowed. Unlike Hanani, he holds shehiya is not allowed. And therefore, he requires that the chama needs to be fully cooked. The tafshim needs to be fully cooked. A third cooked is not sufficient. There's a concern of Shem Yechata. Says the Gemara, if he requires fully cooked items, what about the stage of mitstamek? It's still adding to the cooking. It's still improving on itself. So why is there no concern of Shem Yechata Shema Minah? Apparently he holds, mitstamek v'yafalei, even if it is mitstamek, it's condensing and it is benefiting the food. Mutter, that's allowed. It's not considered to be an integral part of the cooking process with regard to the chashash, the concern of Shem Yechata. Once it's fully cooked, the mitznamic process will not invite one to go ahead and be inclined to stir those coals. It's already cooked enough. So is that so? Does he hold that mitznamic v'yafalei is mutter? Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily so. Shani yachadi katma. Let's remember, he was speaking about a case where he put the ashes on it. If that's the case, there's never a concern of Shem Yechata. So perhaps he holds mitznamic v'yafalei is aser. That's not for the fact that he covered those coals. Even a fully cooked item involves it has the chashash of Shem Yechata, as long as it's still somewhat improving on itself. Here it's different because he covered those coals. If that's the case, if that's the reason why it's mutamay lememra, why does he need to tell us this halacha? If he covered those coals, it's pasha, it's simple, that it's mutter. Says the Gemara, he's coming to teach us a chiddush that even after the covering of those coals reignited, the flame rejuvenated itself. Still it's mutter, mild attainment, perhaps I would say, kibbutz the huvara, once it reignites, hadar l'milsa, kamaiser, it reverts back to its earlier stage and doesn't have a din of katam, kamashmalani informs us that no, once he covers those coals once, Rashi says he was megali daite, that he's not so interested in this overcooking stage in the mitstamek, and therefore there's no concern of Shem Yechat. Continues the Gemara, a similar memra, Omer Rabba b'chanam Rav Yechon, katma b'huvara, so he covered those coals and they got reignited. Mashan aleo, chamin shuchman kutzorchan, he may have dushahia on chamin that is fully cooked. V'tafshol, shibishol kutzorchai, food that was fully cooked. V'afilu gecholim shol roisim, even if the coals are from this roisim wood, which are, Rashi says, they're more hot, they're hotter than ordinary coals, and they endure longer, nevertheless, it is mutter. Says the more here as well, Shema Minah, apparently he holds, even if it is improving on itself, it is overcooking and condensing and shriveling, that's not considered to be an integral part of the Maisa Bishul, and there's no concern during that stage of Shema Yechata. Says the Gemara once again, Shani Ocha the Katma, was speaking about that he covered those coals. If that's the case, Maila Memra, what is he coming to inform us? What's the Chiddush if he covered those coals? Of course it's Mutter. Says the Gemara, Hover Latzichle, he's coming to teach us, even if the coals reignited, it's still Mutter. Hainu Ach. If so, this memra of Rabbi Barachana, name of Yechon, is an exact replica of the former memra, the former halacha. Why does the Gemara present them as two different shittas? Says Gemara, there is an additional chiddush here. Gecholim shel roisim mitzrichle. He's coming to inform us. Even these powerful gecholim shel roisim, nevertheless, the same halacha applies to there as well. That if you cover them, and it's considered to be katam, and even if they got reignited, it still has a din of katam. So, at this stage in the Gemara, we have two shitas here that don't agree with Hananya. They both, Rav Yitzchak ben Achmeini name of Yoshi and Rav Rachan name of Yechon, both hold that she is not allowed unless the food is fully cooked. The Gemara will tell us an opposite, will present an opposing shita, in the name of Yechon, that she is allowed. So a kira which was fueled using gefas ve'etzim, mashin aleh chamin, one may do shehi on this with chamin shleich makot tzarchan, not fully cooked water, v'tavshu shleich makot tzarchai, not fully cooked food, as long as it's a third cooked. Okar lo yachser, so that's only with regard to shehi. But once you remove the food, chazor is not allowed, unless achi yigroif, or achi yitan efer, unless he shovels or covers those coals. So apparently, if Sheshes in the name of Yechon holds that shehiyah is allowed, it is only with regard to chazorah that those coals need to be shoveled or covered. Kasavar, he holds Masnis and Al Mishnah, which gives us those requirements, those restrictions of shoveling and covering. Lahachzertnan is only with regard to Chazor, Avalisha, Shehiya, Mashin, Avalpisha, and Agorav, and Akot. Says Zigmar, Omar Rava, what's the Chiddush here? Tarvayu, Tanani, both halachis. Number one, that Shehiya is allowed, and number two, that Chazor is not allowed unless he shovels or covers those coals. They're both in a Mishnah. What is the point of Sheishas teaching us this halacha name of Yechonon? Lishes Tanina, we learned that Shehiya is allowed from the Mishnah back on the Yutes, which says, Ein oisin pasa pas v'techa taner, when man placed the dough, the bread to bake in the oven, im chashecha, close to darkness, v'loi charol gabichol, not this type of baked, this type of cake, or roll on top of the coals, ela k'dei sheyikru panel, unless there's enough time, sufficient time available, to have the dough crust. Hakomer panel, shari la'achzer. Apparently, if the crust forms, then it is allowed. Shehiya is allowed. So we see that once the bread is considered to be somewhat edible, has a status of bread, it is considered to be, it is mutter to be masha. So we see clearly that shehiya is allowed when it is considered to be somewhat baked, somewhat cooked. So that's one thing we see in the Mishnah. The second halacha, which was that chazorah requires gorah for katam, that too is a Mishnah. La'achzer namitanina, it's our Mishnah. Beisil loyman, av machzir, that chazorah is allowed, and adkan loykashar beisil only allowed, elu b'gruf v'ktumah, when he shoveled or covered, avo b'sheinu gruf v'ktumah loy, but otherwise not. So both halachas are stated in Mishnahs. Number one, that shehiya is allowed once the food is considered to be somewhat mevushal, somewhat baked, that is allowed even without shoveling or covering those coals. That is a Mishnah Daf Yutes. The second halacha, that chazora, returning the item onto the kira, is only allowed provided there was a grief of ktima. That too is a Beferish Mishnah. That is our Mishnah, which discusses chazora and tells us that we need to shovel or cover those coals, and thereby allowing chazora according to Beis Hillel. So what's the point of Rav Sheshes? Says the Gemara, indeed, Rav Sheshes, na midiyuka de masnisa kamash malon. So Rav Sheshes, indeed, is coming to tell us that diuk from the Mishnah on Daf Yutes is indeed valid. It's indeed an accurate diuk that the Mishnah, which tells us that dough may not be placed in an oven unless there's enough time available for it to crust. Apparently, if there is enough time available for it to crust, it is mutter. So it's an inference, it's a diuk. Mishnah is discussing Isser. You cannot place the dough if there's not enough time to crust. We need to make a diuk. Ha korma panel sharlach, shari. But if there's enough time, it's mutter. That's a diuk. We infer from the words of Mishnah that shehiya is allowed, provided there's enough time for it to get somewhat baked. That is what Sheish is coming to teach us. That diuk is accurate and true. Continues the Gemara. Omer av Shmuel v'arev Yudam av Yechna. So this shita will hold, no, that shehiya is not allowed unless he was goyer for koytim, unlike Shitas Hanani. And therefore he says, Kiro shisekur begefes ve'etzim, a kiro which was fueled using gefes ve'etzim, mashin oleo tafshul, what may do shehiya on it with a tafshul, shebishol kol tzarkai, provided it's fully cooked, ve'chamen hot water shuchma kol tzarkam, fully cooked water, ve'afilu mitztamek ve'yofel, even though it is shriveling, it is continuing the overcooking process, and it's benefiting the item, still it's mutter, because it's not considered to be an integral part of the cooking process with regard to Shamiyachata. It's not significant enough to invite one to go ahead to tempt him to stir those coals. Amalei Homer Rabbanan, v'Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. How can you say that Mitztamek v'Yafalei is mutter? There's no concern of Shamiyachata with regard to Mitztamek. Ha Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayu, Mitztamek v'Yafalei Asur. Even during this overcooking, this process, during this stage, it is asr, there is a concern of Shem Yechata. Amr lay, so he responded, Atu, let's anayada, do you think I don't know? Damer Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, that Mitztamek v'Yafalei is asr, I know that. Ki kamin aloch, however, my heter is in accordance with Rav Yechana, Rav Yechana kamina, I'm discussing Rav Yechana Shita, who tells us that Mitztamek does not contain, does not carry, does not involve a concern of Shem Yechata. So we have a difference of opinion with regard to mitznamik. According to Rabbi Shmuel, mitznamik is equated with the regular state of bishul, and the concern of shemichat applies there as well. According to Rabbi Yerichon, it doesn't. Amalei Rav Ukum Rameisha and Rav Ashi. Atum, you, the makarisa of Rabbi Shmuel, you live next to Rabbi Shmuel. Avidku Rabbi Shmuel, you follow their shita, and mitznamik is us. Anan, us, navid Rabbi Yerichon, we will follow the shita of Yerichon. That is mutter. Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef. Ma'olishais. What about Shehiya? So, once again, he's asking this famous question, is Shehiya allowed without shoveling or covering those coals or not? Do we follow Hananya Shita or not? Ma'olishais. Says the Gemara Amrleis. Rav Yosef responded, Harav Yehuda, Mashulei Be'achal. They did Shehiya for Rav Yehuda on his account, and he ate it. Apparently it's mutter. Amrleis Abayi says, you can't bring a rye from there. Ba'minei Rav Yehuda, you can't bring a rye from there. They give it a mesukenu. He was struck with some serious illness, and therefore filu b'shabbos nami sharel mebelay. Pikuach nefesh is mutter. You can even cook for him on Shabbos. You can't make a riot from him. Leave a lachmai. What about for you and me, ordinary people? Is she here allowed or not? Amalei he told him b'sura mashu in the town of Sura they did she here. How do I know? Dar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak married Uvdav. He was a very pious person, very meticulous with him, in his ways and his halachis. Mashu lebiachol. They performed Shia for him and he ate. Apparently Shia is allowed. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi. Ka'imna kamed Rav Huna. I was present in front of Rav Huna and I saw, v'shoyimle, they did Shia for him. Kasa de harsana, this type of dish made from fish with flour. And they did Shia with this dish. V'achal and he ate. V'lo yadana. But I wasn't sure on account of what was the reason for him permitting it. Imashem de kasavar, mitzdamek riyafli mutter. If he held, perhaps he held, that mitzdamik, v'yafle is mutter, meaning it was a fully cooked item, and it was holding at the point of mitzdamik, it was improving on itself, it was condensing, it was shriveling, it was overcooking, at the overcooking point. So why was he mutter? Because he holds, that's not an integral part of the cooking process. Mitzdamik, v'yafle, even if it's yafle, it benefits, it aids the flavor and the taste. Mutter, there's no concern of shemichata at that point. Perhaps that's the reason. Perhaps the reason why he was mounted is because it contains flour. And in that case, the overcooking process, mitzdamik, is viraloi. It actually deteriorates the dish. It ruins it. It degrades it. Certainly there's no concern of Shami Yechata. He's not going to want to stoke those flames, stir those coals to add to the cooking process because it's ruining his dish. So I'm not sure what the reason was. Is it because he holds generally that mitzdamik doesn't carry a concern of shemichata, or he holds, in this case, the mitzdamik was actually ruining it. So certainly there's no concern of shemichata. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman. So this is the general rule. Mitzdamik v'yafalei osa. If the mitzdamik adds, benefits the dish, it's considered to be like a bishul with regard to shemichata. Mitzdamik v'rali, but if it ruins it, mutter, klol demosa. This is the general formula. How do we know which type of dishes are mitzdamik v'yafalei and which types get ruined? Call this b'mecha, food that had a dish that contains flour. In that case, the overcooking ruins it. Mitzdamik v'rali. Levar, except one type of dish. The mitavshil delifta. A dish made from turnips. The afgab this b'mecha, even if it contains flour. In that case, the overcooking adds and benefits it. Mitzdamik v'yafaleihu. V'hanemili only provided this by bisra contains meat. Because the Rashi says the shuman abas, the fat of the meat, counteracts the power of the sharpness of the turnips, and in this case the added cooking helps it. Avalesle bisra, but if it doesn't have meat, mitzdamik v'raloihu, the added cooking actually ruins it. Continues the more bechisle bisra nami, even when it contains meat, nami li amar, it's only said eldo kibbali l'orchem, if he doesn't need it for his guest. If he intends on serving it to his guests, which he needs to serve them a respectful looking portion, in that case, mitzdamik v'rali, it's overcooking, it ruins the appearance of the meat, and it's no good because the basar is not recognizable in the dish. So in this case, the overcooking actually ruins it, and it would not be considered to be like a bishul with regard to shemichat. Concludes the Gemara. A dish made of lafta, the figs, daisa, of grains, tamri, of dates, So any one of these dishes, lafta, dais, v'tamri, mitztamek, v'ralehen, in these cases, the mitztamek actually ruins it and deteriorates the dish, and it is considered to be mutter, there's no concern of shamichat. So in summary, what is the halach of shehiyah on top of a kira, which is not gor for katan? We have various opinions. According to Chananya, it is mutter, provided the food is mevushal shlish, it is a third cooked. And Rashi and Tosfos both point out that we follow this shita. There are those that disagree with Chananya, the Cholkim, they hold it needs to be mevushal called tzarkai. Now, with regard to that, we have a difference of opinion. Some say, as long as it's fully cooked, even if it is mitztamek, and yafaloi, the added cooking aids and benefits the flavor and taste of the food, it's not a concern. At that point, once we get to that point, there's no concern of shamei chata. Others disagree and hold that even if it's mevushal called tzarkai, it is not mutter unless it is mitztamek viraloi, that the added cooking deteriorates the quality of the food. Otherwise, shamei chata applies even to the point of mitztamek. Now Tosfos points out that actually there's another sheet of Rameh Ram Yehuda who hold that shehiyah on top of a kira which has these exposed coals, it is not mutter even by mevushal kol tzarkai and even by mitztamek v'ralei. Okay, let's make a quick chazara on today's daf. We began once again with the question of shehiyah, and the Gemara concluded that we have perhaps three approaches to the presentation of Ben Shammai Mishilo, to the sheet of Ben Shammai Mishilo. We have a Braisa which contains Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. The Braisa discusses a Kira which is Gara for Katam, according to Rav Meir. Shehiyah is allowed, according to Ben Shammai, is not allowed, according to Ben Shammai. According to Mishilo, it is allowed only with regard to hot water. Chazar is never allowed, according to Rav Yehuda. Ben Shammai allows Shehiyah by Chaman, according to Mishilo, Chaman and Tafshal. Regarding Chazar, Ben Shammai prohibit. Mishilo say Chazar is allowed. What about our Mishnah? We're unsure whether our Mishnah is discussing Shehiyah or Chazara. The Gemara wanted to propose, yes, our Mishnah is discussing Chazara, and only there is grief of a Ketima required. Shehiyah is allowed even on exposed coals. And the Mishnah will follow somewhat in accordance with the Sheet of Yehuda in how to present the opinions of Mishama Mishilo. So once again, our Mishnah will hold that Shehiyah is allowed even when there are exposed coals. There's a machlekes, Bisham Mishilo. According to Bishamah, Shehi is allowed by Chaman. According to Bishilo, Chaman and Tafshal. With regard to Chazorah, that needs Gara for Katam. You need to remove or cover those coals. According to Bishamah, even then Chazorah is not allowed. According to Bishilo, it is allowed. The Gemara told us various halachas that Lismaych is mutter to place a pot next to the Kira on the floor next to it. It doesn't contain all these restrictions. The Gemara told us that The dimmed coals, Chom Sha'amamu, are mutter. And if he went ahead and covered those coals with ashes, even if they got reignited and rejuvenated, they are considered to be mutter. And in conclusion, we have several opinions regarding Shehiyah. We have Chananya who allows Shehiyah if it is Mevushal Shlish. We have those that disagree and hold you need Mevushal Kol Tzarkai. We have those who say even further that Mevushal Kol Tzarkai is not sufficient and we need Mitztamek V'Ralei. And finally, we have Rameh Rabbi Yudu hold that in any case, it's Asur, even if it's Mitztamek, V'ra Loi.